Hello, everybody. Michael Martin, happy Friday, and I wish you a great 4th of July weekend if you're already on holiday. And of course, if you're American, if you're not in the U.S., then this is just another Friday, Saturday, Sunday for you. So we're talking about the discipline and the addiction of having that discipline and following those rules period over period over period. And that's hard to do, right? Because when you're in a drawdown, right, you think about it, you can go into drawdown, even the best ones do, and they can last for several years before they start to climb out. So that takes a sense of persistence and determination that's almost superhuman. Obviously, those people probably have 10, 20, 30 years of track record that they have people's trust in order to kind of recover from those situations. So it's easier said than done, right? Because the older folks who've been around for a long time, they have the political capital to withstand something like that. If you're newer, it's a lot harder. However, again, if you stay with your discipline and your systematized set of rules, I have found that clients have much more buy-in to that and don't leave or ACAT away assets if you can describe to them your system. And if you can describe to them ahead of time how drawdowns work and how, you know, you have to follow good tactics. There's some analogies that you can use. There are a lot of them coming in and around playing games of chance and gambling. You could talk about why, you know, trying to shoot from the hip is kind of akin to roulette and it's a game of negative expected value. You could show them the math. If you wanted to talk about, you know, blackjack, there's certain rules that you follow about when to hit, when to stay pat, right? So you can use analogies from other areas to talk about how the math works in your systematized set of rules. And the question is, are they going to trust you to follow those rules? Why? Well, because if you're in a bit of a drawdown, say you're down, you know, 10% and you're 2 or 3 months into it, you know, you might get psyched out. You might lose your confidence. If you lose your confidence, you might not put on that next trade that isn't going to bring you back to break even, but might bring you 50 to 100 basis points worth of net assets back into your account by the time everything is said and done and bring you back. It's easy to say don't get emotionally invested in the outcomes of your deals, but they say expectations have built-in disappointments, right? So you have the situation where you come to the market with all the opportunity and possibility and all the excitement of that, and when things don't work out as planned, the best thing to do is, you know, sit tight, follow your set of rules, trade smaller, and keep staying engaged in the process. Because if you stop trading, you will never earn your money back. And then, you know, the client starts to ask questions like, what's happening? And then you're in a defensive spot and you're back on your heels. And so now it's tricky because now you're trading, you've lost your confidence, the market's not amenable to your trading style. You know that you have to be in it to win it, but then you lose the client confidence and now it feels like, wow, everything is against you. Well, welcome to the world of trading. That's why most people fail and they can't hack it. It's because there's too much to have to deal with. So the key to all of this, of course, is, you know what I'm saying next, it's attitude. In the face of all this, it's not necessarily adversity, but all these forces that might be coming at you at once, you need to find a way to maintain a good attitude. Now, it's different for everybody. I don't think there's any one solution for that. Some people like to exercise. Some people like to listen to music. Some people like to, you know, go have a cocktail or smoke a long filler cigar. Whatever it is for you, it's your business. You know, some people like to fire up a hooter and get stoned. It's not for me to judge any of that. I know my sense is to do whatever it is and try to stay as healthy as possible. But at the same time, you got to have an attitude that will help have you forge through this. Because if your client loses confidence in your ability, it might come from inconsistency. I didn't say performance. I said inconsistency. So when you edify people on your rules, they might be following what you're doing in the background. And if you don't take a trade, they might call you and say, hey, copper broke out here, or hey, Apple broke out here, or Disney's recovering here. And that's part of your system. What am I not understanding correctly? So now you have your clients asking you about what you're doing. And if you're not doing what you said you were going to do, now there's a variance. And the best thing to do if that does happen is just be honest and say, you know, I'm scared. I'm scared to lose your money because they know what's going on. You know, they're not stupid. People who are successful are largely feeling the same feelings that you're feeling. They just come to them differently because they're running their business. You're running their money, right? So they can identify with the feeling. Maybe they can't get into the drama of how it comes about, but most people are understanding if you communicate. So going into a shell with a bad attitude and not communicating is a way to lose a client quickly. If they see or hear it on TV before they hear it from you, that's also something that's, I'm not going to say that it's unprofessional, but it, especially if there's bad news, they have to hear it from you fast or and first, right? Stock or something trades through a stop, take a bigger than normal hit, stay on top of it. Hey, it's Mike. I just wanted to give you a quick call. We were in Tesla. It jumped a stop. We got stopped. So we did get out, but this happens from time to time, just like I told you. You're going to see it. The confirmation is going to come through. You might see it when you log into your account. Just wanted you to know I'm on top of it, and you hear it from me first. Boom. They're like, wow, this guy's person's a pro. And they'll probably realize that those things don't happen terribly frequently, but they want to know. That builds trust. Even though it's a hard conversation, it builds trust. Then you can use that and say, hey, look, I'm doing the things that pros do. I have a good attitude. I'm forging through stuff. The market's not amenable to my trading style. We're taking larger losses, so therefore I've taken a haircut on my capital. I'm trading 70 cent dollars now, and so my position sizes are deliberately smaller, and I'm going to trade my way out of this following my systematized set of rules, and all the while I'm going to communicate with the client. You know, that's how you do it. That's how you keep a good attitude. That's how you keep to your discipline. And that's how you recover from these types of situations. There's really no rule book on that. It's kind of like when you're in the game and you're trying to learn trading, you realize after a couple years, if someone doesn't tell you, the light bulb goes off and you say, wow, I've read 45 books. And what I've come to understand is that there is a gigantic chasm between having trading knowledge and knowing how to trade and your trading tactics, right? Then you've got how do you run the business part? And that only comes from experience too. It comes from the doing. So I think we're in a good spot. You know, want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July weekend. Country's not perfect. Got a lot of work to do. It's a work in progress. I think progress, not perfection. I hope you're safe and you're spending the day and the weekend with people you care about. This is a great business to be in. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of personal time to kind of keep your head straight and focus on what you want. So with the time off, I would sit down and get super clear about how you envision the rest of the year unfolding, because I believe in my paradigm anyway, thoughts become things. And so you can manifest that by putting your head down and thinking about that and writing it out. Also write it in the present tense as if it's happening right now. You'd be surprised how that starts to get the forces of the universe working towards helping you as opposed to antagonizing you. Anyway, that's it for today. If you'd like a free copy of the audiobook version of The Inner Voice of Trading, because you might have some time to yourself over this longer weekend maybe, go get it at Martin Chronicle. Have a great holiday weekend, and I'll see you Monday.